Speaking of Dan, I've got him on the line from Richmond, Virginia. Mr. Lovallo, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good, and I've got a friend of yours right here, and he just brought you a matzah.
Tell Rabbi Bobulsky, happy Passover.
Dan, I'm right here, and we didn't forget about you. Don't worry. You're on the road, but our heart is with you.
Amen. And by the way, I'm going to need all the help you can give us, because as I talk to you, we are under a tornado watch in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
We're about to get whacked with a big thunderstorm, and they've already closed schools and delayed schools in the area, so hopefully we're going to get our opening game in tonight. The weather's supposed to be passed by 1 o'clock this afternoon, but right now here in Greater Richmond, things are a little dicey.
Wow. Stay safe. We'll be thinking about you and the team.
Please, please. It's very interesting down here what's going on. We're getting ready for opening night. We had a long drive, about a 10-hour drive with traffic and all, down to Richmond yesterday, but the team is ready to play baseball tonight, and they're anxiously looking forward to the opening game at Dunkin' Donuts Park 1 week from tonight.
And again, we'll all be there at Dunkin' Donuts Park. Well, the rabbi kept his promises. He shook me up a little bit because I said, did he remember? But he does this on purpose, you know, to make me nervous. But he was here, and we had just a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And he knew where you were, and he was talking about the other team.
Yeah, no, but do me a favor, Dan, when you see Jerry, I saw him the other day with my children, Mendel and Rishi, and we gave him some matzah for himself, our new manager, so if you don't mind, tell him a happy Passover from us back here.
I sure will tell him that, and I know he's anxious to get the season going. He's such a detailed-oriented manager and a great, great guy, so I know we're all looking forward to seeing what he'll do with the Hartford Yard Goats this
and
year.
If he could bring a little of the magic that he created at the World Baseball Classic, we'll be in good shape.
No question. It's gotten a lot of publicity. He was the Cinderella manager for that team this past year, and I know he brought a lot of notoriety to the game in Israel with the job he did as a manager.
So, Dan, you know, I still can't believe it, but you rode on a bus for how many hours?
Well, with traffic and all, about 10 hours, Brad. And let me tell you, the traffic congestion in Connecticut, if this doesn't lend credence to the argument for those who want to improve our infrastructure, it took us almost 2 hours just to get out of Connecticut yesterday.
You're wow. Kidding.
Well, we went I-95 because there was an accident on I-84, and I-95 was congested like you can't imagine all the way through. I mean, Norwalk, Stamford, that area, it took us a long time to get out of the state. But there is road construction everywhere. I think people need to understand that we need to undergo a major infrastructure repair in our country. Their roads are in need of repair. They are working on major thoroughfares throughout the Northeast. But you got to pay for all of this. And I was witness to what needs to be done just by being in that traffic congestion yesterday.
Dan, who was on your bus?
The whole team.
So give us 30 seconds of how the chemistry is. How is the spirit? 10 hours on a bus with the whole team.
Well, you know what, Rabbi, that's a terrific question. And the early results, I think, are very good. The spirit was sensational. You know, this game has changed so much. Life has changed so much with all of this technology. But all of the players, it seemed, were playing. They all have smartphones, except for Brad. But they were all playing with these electronic baseball games. And with the smartphones, you can interact with these games, and it seemed as if most of the team was playing with the games throughout the bus ride, and they really enjoyed it. You get a sense that there's good chemistry on this team.
So aren't we all rooting that they bring a new spirit to the whole Hartford area, a spirit of friendship and camaraderie, and hopefully turn some things around in general?
I believe that they will do that. I get that early sense. So, by the way, I've got to tell you guys, Brad, particularly you'll appreciate this. I went to buy the paper this morning, and they taxed me on the newspaper.
Huh?
Yeah, you got to pay a sales tax. It was like this 30 years ago when I lived down here, and it hasn't changed. You still have to pay a tax on newspapers.
Oh, my God. Well, Dan, you sound terrific, and I can't believe that you're threatened with a tornado.
Yeah, the thunder claps you can hear in the background, and like I said, we're under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this afternoon, which means the possibility does exist for a tornado. And I can tell you, Brad, having lived down here years ago, they get some pretty big storms. So everybody's on alert right now.
Okay, well, look, I told the audience that you're going to be with me even though you're away and won't be back until the 17th. But still, you'll be with me every morning. Things are going well, and it's just great to hear from you. And this is something we've never had before. So we're going to take our audience on a trip. We've got matzah. We got everything today.
Listen, Dan, stay safe.
I know you're coming up on news, but quickly, Brad, I'll call you back tomorrow. There's a lot of things taking place here politically that we can apply to Connecticut as well, so I'll fill you in tomorrow morning.
Okay, God bless you.
Stay safe, Dan. Thank you for letting me sit in your seat.
You're welcome. It's an honor.
Okay, thanks, Dan. And thank you, Rabbi. Thanks for coming in.
God bless you.
And thanks for the matzah. All right, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll be back with more.